Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Pagliarani reaches third base with a triple. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is walked intentionally. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel bunts towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herbel for the out. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clemente moves to third. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbon bunts towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schofield moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Billy Pierce now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Lynch reaches third base with a triple. Verdon scores. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Pregenzer now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Willie McCovey. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Jose Pagan now playing left field. Harvey Keene now playing first base. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbon strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keene scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 6-0, Pirates. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mota. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan strikes out. One out. Matty Alou pinch hits for John Pregenzer. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Hart reaches third base with a triple. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hart scores. It's 6-1, Pirates. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.